Saving money on your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need for keeping your outdoor power equipment in tip-top shape. Ensure your lawnmower or boat is running smooth this year. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale. View our entire selection of FVP batteries today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of the great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now, Matt Schlapp, American Conservative Union, the organization that puts on the CPAC conference every year. And of course, most importantly, husband to our friend Mercedes Schlapp, who sits in here often in the mornings. Hey, Matt, how are you? Good to have you.
Larry, how are you?
So I'm well, and I'm thinking you're feeling a little vindicated today, considering the fact that you chose not to go to this big meeting over in Silicon Valley that Mark Zuckerberg invited many conservative people to visit to sort of hash it out about this idea that Facebook has been using political bias in how they treat trending stories. And yesterday, a letter from Facebook to Senator Thune from South Dakota suggests that, well, specific to your organization, yeah, they did. Tell us what exactly this letter said.
Well, first of all, everyone should know that Senator Thune deserves a great deal of credit because, you know, some conservatives have said, well, why would the Senate or the House or Congress be worried about what goes on in a private business? And I think a lot of conservatives were willing to give Facebook a just complete get-out-of-jail-free card for anything it ever wants to do. And John Thune rightfully realized, no, there's a rule of law. You have to conduct your business in a certain way. You can't fraudulently explain to customers that you do one thing when you do another. You know, if you sold a used car and said there was 20,000 miles on it, and there actually was 50,000 miles on it, that's illegal. You have to accurately describe your business.
And let's just be clear on this, because I have said if Facebook wants to do this, they can. But you're right. Your issue as a conservative is they're lying. They're telling people this is just trending topics. Algorithms tells us what people are talking about, and yet now we discover they're not. That is the issue, right?
Yeah. And they flew all these conservatives who are great friends of this show and of mine, and told them all there wasn't any issues. And that if they would check this, that they would be conscientious about it, and that they weren't screwing conservatives with their trending news, selection.
Right.
And what they admitted, just so everybody is clear, what they admitted yesterday to the Senate is that it is true.
Well,
they admitted that they're doing it.
Yeah, I mean, and it's buried in a bunch of other, you know, stuff. But what they basically said, that rogue employees may have shown unintentional bias or even acted with malice in isolated improper actions.
Right. You know, Brian, what's great about that is for all of us who work and have worked for corporations, when your own general counsel leads your own internal review on potential wrongdoing by a company, and in this case, wrongdoing by a company that's basically owned by one young billionaire.
Right.
Guess what that general counsel does? He comes out with a report with ridiculous words like that, which finds every way to not say that the young billionaire's company has done anything wrong.
Yeah.
Basically saying, we've done something wrong.
And just so everyone has the details, specific to CPAC 2016, which was just 2 months ago, they have admitted in this letter that there were some CPAC-related stories that were trending, that the algorithms showed that they were very popular. But because it was a day or two after the Super Tuesday primary, they just decided, we've got enough Republican stories right now. We're going to put these on the back burner. Well, that's not trending topics. That's editorial discretion. They're saying, I mean, can you imagine too many Republican stories? What does that even mean?
Yeah, and what I know to be true, and I think what you all know to be true, is CPAC belongs to the whole conservative movement. And we went to Facebook. We went to their government affairs team, who are made up of a lot of good people. I mean, this is not a personal thing. And we said, look, Facebook needs to be at CPAC. Facebook is a really important platform. I use it every day, as do so many of us. And you should be at CPAC. And Facebook said, we're not really interested in CPAC. Then we find out not only are they not interested in attending CPAC, they were actually trying to harm CPAC. So in a sense, they were harming all these great conservatives who come to CPAC.
Yeah. Well, I admit that in this confession that they make is rather limited in some way. But is it enough, or do you need more from the folks at Facebook now? Do you need a formal apology?
You know, Brian, all we've ever asked for, and the reason why we thought that that meeting in Menlo Park at the Facebook headquarters was a phony PR stunt, is all we've ever asked is that, look, if we need to have a meeting, let's start with them admitting their fault, number one. And this letter from the general counsel uses all these mealy-mouthed words. Look, they screwed CPAC and conservatives. Just admit it. Apologize. And then we want to just know why this won't happen going forward, number two. And number three, we want to collaborate with Facebook. Conservative customers of Facebook make up a big, important chunk of Facebook. And I don't think conservatives are going to want to be a part of Facebook if they're not treated fairly. And I think this is easily resolvable. But you can't resolve it with spin. You've got to resolve it with honesty.
And I'll tell you, I mean, Twitter is trying to compete with Facebook. So is Instagram. They should see a business opportunity here. And I'm doing a side-by-side comparison in real time right now. Right now, Freddie Gray, you know, the story about Freddie Gray and the officer who was acquitted yesterday, that is trending on Twitter. It's the seventh story trending on Twitter. It's nowhere to be seen on Facebook in the trending stories. And I made note of this yesterday, Matt Schlapp. The Terry McAuliffe story was immediately trending on Twitter. Could not find the Terry McAuliffe story trending on Facebook.
Yeah, that's right. And I find even just with when the American Conservative Union is CPAC, puts out the very same message on Twitter as it does on Facebook. It just seems to go much further, much farther on Twitter. I think one of those reasons is the Twitter team came to ACU, came to CPAC, not because they endorse all of our conservative views, but they said, look, you're an important customer.
Yeah.
We will teach you how to use our platform more effectively. Facebook was totally uninterested. Mm. And I'll tell you, you know what else is interesting here, guys, is, you know, there are whistleblowers. There's at least one whistleblower who knows that there's wrongdoing going on. Why don't we hear from this person?
No.
I'd like to hear from him. I think he ought to be deposed in front of Congress. If not, I think we ought to get him out and hear his point of view, because the other problem when you do an internal probe. You don't get all of this information like you deserve to hear.
Or they could come here on Mornings on the Mall.
Sure.
I love it.
And we could protect his or her identity and let them tell.
Mornings on the Mall, where nothing is censored.
That's right. Nothing is censored.
And everything is trending. Matt Schlapp, thanks for joining us, American Conservative Union.
Thank you.
Thanks,
good to have you, Matt.